A team of COVID testers have travelled to Rakiura, Stewart Island, after a child who lives there returned a weak positive result after having a pre-departure test ahead of overseas travel. The rest of the family returned negative tests, and so did the child when they were retested. Now, health officials are waiting on the results of serology tests to rule out an old infection, but they suspect the weak result could be a false positive. But as a precaution, a childcare centre has now been closed. And the Director General of Health says because Rakiura is an isolated community, they need some reassurance, and the DHB has mobilised a testing team. Community Board Chair John Spraggan explains what's happening on the island.
The health authorities are over here on the island doing community testing today and tomorrow morning. They're doing all the young children and anyone that's feeling unwell or who would like a test.
So who's turned up there, John, and whereabouts are they right now?
At the moment, the testing is being done at our local community centre. And basically, from what I understand, is that they were testing all the young children from the local preschool and the immediate family and things, and anyone else that would like a test.
So I'm taking, well, there's just the one childcare centre there?
There is, yes.
And about how many kids do you reckon, John, on the island?
There's probably 50-odd young children, you know, in the primary school and at the preschool.
So have any of, is the centre or anything else been closed down for the day?
The centre is shut down for the rest of the week. And, you know, I know that I was at the community office in our library this morning and it was being completely, you know, cleaned and sterilised. So the steps are all being taken, but hopefully it's nothing. Yeah.
You're quite a small community. So, I mean, is everyone kind of a contact or how's it being treated?
Oh, it's very easy to contact people if they need to. I found out this morning by accident, and at that stage there was really no conversation in the community. But since I've come down here and this afternoon, you know, it is being talked about a little bit, but no one's stressed, you know, if you can understand what I mean.
Yeah, so they're pretty...
We would hate to see it come to the island, as any community would.
In terms of the community, because it is so small, I mean, how likely is it that, you know, you, for example, have had contact with the family? Pretty much everyone, well, could have, couldn't they?
Well, yeah, in theory. The island's fairly close-knit community, but...
So have close contacts been identified by health officials?
I believe they have been.
Okay. So it would, as you say, be terrible if it reached the island. What are people's concerns?
Yeah, we know. It's something that we've been concerned about right from day one. And we've taken all the steps to prevent it. And, we would hate to see it get here.
So, John, have you been for the old cotton bud up your schnoz yet?
I had it some time ago. I haven't been this time. What they're particularly after this time is anyone that's feeling, you know, a little bit off colour or not 100%, and they're the ones that they're really encouraging to go to there.
In terms of vaccinations, John, what's the feeling there? Because obviously the government is announcing its further rollout plans for the vaccine. What are you hearing how's the island going
to
be treated?
In relation to the vaccination, the island, we've got a very senior population here. And it's been a little bit of disappointment that basically no one on the island has had COVID, you know, any of the inoculation yet.
None of the older residents?
None of the older. There's a couple got it just the other day, and one or two other have received emails to have appointments. It was hoped that they would come to the island and do it because it's pretty expensive for people to have to go to town to have it, and the suggestion is that they should stay overnight.
So, John, as far as you know, the people who have, the very few people who have been vaccinated on the
there
island...
There are very few that have been at the moment, yeah.
Did they get vaccinated on the island, or...?
No, they did not.
Okay.
They got vaccinated at Invercargill.
Do you know yet what the government's plans are, whether they're going to come to you?
I have heard, and it's only a rumour, that they are coming here in August.
So, best case scenario, what do you want to happen in terms of the vaccine rollout on the island?
Oh, I would love to see them come earlier rather than later, in particular for, you know, the over 65, the over 70s, and anyone working, you know, we've got ferry staff here, we've got airline staff here who are working with customers all the time, but it'd be good to think that they had been vaccinated.
Could you hazard a guess, John, at what percentage of the population is over 65 there?
Well, I was at a Christmas party yesterday, a mid-year one, and I think there's about 100 out of our 400.
Right, and very few have been vaccinated so far.
Very few.
Are you keen to get the jab, John?
I am, yes.
And what's the general feeling on the island, you reckon?
The majority of people, I think, are keen to get it.
And that was John Spraggan joining us from Rakiura Island, Stewart Island there, where there's a bit of testing going on after a small child returned a weak positive.